take the next amendment. Janet, I think that yours, you want to bring this one up for discussion? And we have 10 okay. minutes on this for our timekeeper.
Okay, so the way the bylaws are currently written, the deadline for submitting proposed bylaws amendments and having them posted to the Pacifica website is the same. This is known as the notice date. However, when drafting the bylaws amendment timeline, the Governance Committee has made the deadline time usually 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, the same for both of these. So, for example, if someone submits a proposed bylaws amendment by, at, say, 11:58 p.m. Eastern Time on the notice date, there is no way it can appear on the website in 1 minute. There is technical and logistical work that takes time that needs to be done by the secretary and the technical staff and necessary coordination between them. In addition, the secretary and the technical staff should not be expected to be on call 24/7. So I hope you vote to approve this bylaws amendment, proposed bylaws amendment, which fixes this by allowing a one-day lead time between the deadline for submitting proposed bylaws amendments and their being posted to the Pacifica website. Done.
Okay. Any discussion on this amendment? Anyone for the stat?
Sorry, this is Serena. I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't have the bylaws in front of me right now. No, my question is, the language says, you know, all proposals should be held until such and such a date. And why is the assumption that they should not be submitted until that date, as opposed to they should not be published before that date? I mean, what stops anyone from saying, we're going to publish these on Tuesday, we need to have them by Sunday? And again, I apologize, I'm not looking at the language.
All right, Janet, you want to address that?
I can. It's just that, I mean, I can read the language, but this does not address proposed bylaws that are submitted earlier. It's a problem when something is submitted at the 11th hour. Literally, there have been many times that this has happened, and there's not enough time for a bylaws amendment to be submitted, a proposed one, and then posted, noticed, given the language of the bylaws. And so this would fix that.
Okay, any further discussion?
Well, I don't think it really answers my question, but that's fine. It's not your fault. I don't have the language in front of me. Thanks.
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
You know, it sounds like a reasonable thing to do, but the problem is that for at least the last two bylaws amendment cycles, we've had such an extraordinarily short time to get the bylaws submitted that it basically asks for this problem to occur. We didn't used to have this problem when the board had an adequate time schedule for people to submit bylaws amendments. Then people didn't have to wait until the last minute to get them in. You know, in order to get six signatures and get them written and people, ask questions and maybe get them revised and get six signatures, it just can't be done in just a few days. And the last two bylaw cycles, the ones this year, it just got an extraordinarily short. And it seems like the effect has been to prevent any bylaws amendments to come from the LSBs or from any local groups, you know, if you're not already...
I'm sorry,
you already have one already written.
Point of order?
May I finish, please?
I have a point of order.
Serene, what's your point of order?
Did I understand the member to say that the intent was to make sure the LSBs didn't have a chance?
I'm saying the effect is that it doesn't give the LSBs or any other group that
are going
to have some
review. My question was, did I understand the member to use the word intend?
Yes, he did.
That is entirely inappropriate. And none have ever come from an LSD, even in your great old days. So what is the point?
Serene, we note your point of order, and we shouldn't question the intent of individuals. Bill, you want to go back to your discussion?
Well, my point was that the effect is that they can't. And we have had complaints from people on our LSB that why don't the local governance committees and even the P&B governance committee propose more amendments? And then one of the reasons is because there isn't time between the announced dates for submission and the deadline. And so I think this is such a trivial amendment. It may be important in a particular few cases. Could be easily avoided if we'd had a more reasonable bylaws schedule. And frankly, we shouldn't be wasting our time on things like this. We've got so much more really serious problems facing the foundation and with our bylaws. This is one of the least important things.
I want to mention something, Dan.
Janet, for the staff.
Okay, yes, Janet.
Hey, Deanna, for the staff.
Okay. So this amendment does not have to do with when the timeline is set up, and it's just a particular technical issue. There's nothing that prevents any directors or LSB members or LSBs from drafting proposed bylaws amendments anytime. The deadline is to get the language with the correct number of signatures or approvals in time. And so no matter when, I mean, there's still the issue of this 11th hour, and I mean, it's just approve it and take care of it, and then we can deal with the other matters separately.
Okay. Adriana.
My question is, does this amendment shorten the time frame for submitting the bylaws, or does it extend the time frame for noticing the submission?
Can I answer that, or try, Chair? Well, I mean, it all depends on the timeline, and that's not up to this particular bylaws matter.
Okay.
Yes, I believe that basically, this is dealing with housekeeping. I mean, we need to really give enough time to, because if not, we are producing, we saw it time after time, not in the last one, like they just said, but permanently since I'm in Pacifica, people in the last minute believe that it's enough that they throw something there and they expect that going forward. I think that this amendment, what it's trying to do is just to solve that problem, that at least in the moment that you receive, you have a deadline for proposal, but then to notice, that is I think that what this bylaw is trying to solve, the notice period, and changing exactly that. Give us a few extra hours to be sure that we are doing the right thing and we don't duplicate things. Or I think that it's just housekeeping. I don't see any other problem with that, and doesn't solve or change the two options of bylaw annually, nothing like that. Thank you.
This is Serena. I believe we're out of time, but I'd like to speak. Should I extend for 2 minutes?
If you want to extend for 2 minutes.
We have one extra minute.
Oh, good. Okay. That's all I need.
Have 1 minute.
Okay. So I am not going to support this because I think it can be handled without having to amend our bylaws. I think our bylaws are already very heavy. I do think the issue is one that we need to take up, perhaps in governance, but I don't have much faith that it'll get done this year. I actually propose that we do a systematic review of the bylaws, which is what the bylaws charged the governance committee with doing, and I was voted down, so I don't know that it'll happen this year, but I do think we can address it without packing more things into the bylaws, and I want to apologize to Janet, who took the trouble to fashioned what she thought would be a remedy to the problem for the use of the terms trivial, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the person who's doing the work kind of has a feeling for what might result in an improvement. I don't agree with the resolution, with the possible solution, but I do respect the time that she took to do it, and I think that kind of language need not have been used.
Okay, we're out of time. We're going to now go to a vote on this bylaw amendment. As Secretary stated earlier, we need 10 affirmative votes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron?
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune? Can't hear you. Brown?
Pass.
Pass. Castnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes? Fuentes? Can't hear you. Goodman? Can't hear you. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Abstain.
Abstain. Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
No.
No. Bethune, didn't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes, didn't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain. Goodman, didn't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, one moment.
I have changed my vote to yes. This is Bethune. Sorry.
Okay, Bethune votes yes. One moment. I have 8 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
That can't be right.
But, yeah, that's
no, and 7.
Yeah, that cannot be right.
7 abstentions.
Adam,
oh, one moment. Sorry, 1 second. Well, I have 9 yes, 1 no, 7 abstentions. Shall I read who voted how, or?
Yes.
Okay. The yes votes are Alexander, Bethune, Castnave, Coburn, Norman, Novick, Nwangaza, Patel Adams, and Thornton. No vote is Shibanda, and abstains are Aaron, Brown, Crozier, Fuentes, Goodman, Pinchback, and Roberts. So this fails.
Did the chair vote?
Yes.
Yes, the chair voted.
Okay. I guess we're on to the next amendment. Annette, you want to present this amendment?
Okay. So this proposed bylaws amendment was proposed in the past, but it failed. But recently, with the financial situation, some local station boards have been trying to help fundraise by asking individual LSB members to donate or fundraise and perhaps even sanction those who don't. Our boards are not designed to operate like traditional boards where board members are chosen by how much money they can bring to the organization. This is a model which leads to the 1% controlling the entity. Per the bylaws, one of the specific powers and duties of our LSB, the body itself, not individual LSB members, is to assist in station fundraising activities. Another is to conduct town hall style meetings at least twice a year, devoted to hearing listeners' views, needs, and concerns. When it comes to KPFA, I can't remember when the last time the LSB conducted a town hall. However, with this bylaws amendment, the LSB as a group would be charged with fundraising for their station.
Any discussion on this amendment? Any discussion?
Sorry, Serene has a question.
Yes.
And who proposed? I'm wondering who signed on to this amendment. I mean, I'm going to support it. I just want to know.
One moment. So, Chair, may I respond?
Yes.
Okay, so myself, Janet Hogan, Adriana, Michael, Nancy, Jim, Wesley, Javon, currently known as Temba.
Thank you.
That's it.
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
I'm going to support this because we have people on our LSB, I don't know what's like at the others, but who have flatly refused to help with fundraising. They say it's not the LSB's right duty to do it, even though it specifically states in the bylaws that should help with fundraising. It's in another one of the requirements in the same section. And a town hall meeting might be, I mean, having an LSB-organized fundraiser might be one way of doing it. We've been talking about doing that for an awfully long time, having an LSB fundraiser, and it's never materialized. So maybe this would actually get, I hope, all of the LSB involved in at least one fundraiser. If anything, I think it should be even stronger.
Adriana?
We got to raise money.
Yes, Adriana.
Just said something that was totally incorrect, our LSB. It's not true that never materialized, because the last fund drive that we had from the LSE was the most successful that this our KPFP LSE had ever. But well, that's not the point. The point is, this is making reaffirming, if you want, that we need to have a fund drive that is organized by the LSB. It's not true that the people in the LSB refuse to help in fund drive. What we refuse is to say that our only objective, we need to disregard the rest. The only thing that we need to do is fund drive. That's why Bill, like always, is stating things incorrectly. And, that is not what our LSB and the people in our LSB support. We support all that we can, but are a lot of functions that are part of the duties and powers of the LSB, and we think that all of them need to be are important. No, you just collect money and shut up. That is the problem. You know, but I agree with this amendment, because I believe that the LSB should be part of fund drive too. Thank you.
Any further discussion on this amendment? Anyone else?
Grace.
Yes, Grace.
I strongly agree with the argument that Janet put forward. However, I don't think that this amendment will have much effect one way or the other. I don't know if it's worth changing the bylaws to create this. The boards can have fundraisers anytime they see fit. And the fact that many of our boards have not held town hall meetings, at least not on a regular basis, I don't know. I'm not completely in favor or opposed to this, but think it's an attempt to solve a problem that won't really be solved in this way.
Serene?
Yes.
Jan Goodman, a point of information.
Yes, what's your question, Jan?
Is this changing the requirement to have two town hall meetings and reducing the two town hall meetings to one town hall meeting and then adding the fundraiser as an additional task? Is that, am I correct in understanding that?
Janet, you want to address that?
Well, yes, but let's see. The change would be that for H, to conduct town hall style meetings at least, instead of twice, at least once a year, devoted to hearing listener views, needs, and concerns. And then the next item, which is to assist in station fundraising activities. And what would be added to that would be, and to organize at least one LSB fundraising event per year.
And may I ask their question, please?
Yes.
Is it implied that the station would advertise this or this event, since the stations have the loudest microphone around, or is this supposed to be like some side little event? Is that, I'm just asking what the vision is, or if there's something that is indicating that that would be expected or whatever.
Janet, you want to?
Well, I mean, the language, it's just straightforward language, whatever the LSB might want to do in order to amplify and publicize. There's nothing that can is against doing that. I mean, it's not part of the requirement in the bylaws, though.
Time, Mr. Okay, Chair.
What's that?
Time for
the Chair. Yeah, time is up. I know we had one other person on the stack. Unless you want to extend, Serene wants to go on the stack. You want to extend time?
Sure, 1 minute is fine for me, if that's possible.
Any objection to extending 1 minute for Serene to speak? Okay, Serene.
Okay, so I just want to point out that I don't know how many stations are in fact observing the two per year, and that's the minimum. So, you know, folks can always do more. Our listeners always have something to contribute to whatever it is we're doing. And likewise, the change of the bylaw from mandating to, and in New York we didn't have one, I think, for 5 years or something, under a different formation. The fact that we're now going from two town halls to one town hall and one fundraising, those are minimum. And I fully expect that the station would cooperate with a board that plans a fundraising event and would help promote it. I can't imagine why, if people are treating each other with respect, we would not have cooperation between our boards and management. Thank you.
Okay, we're out of time on this. We're going to go to a vote on this amendment. Everyone understands it. We need 10 affirmative votes. Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
Yes, Aaron?
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
I'm trying to hear. This is your...
Bethune? Yes. Can't hear. Yes. Brown?
Can't hear you. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes. Fuentes. Can't hear you. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Brown didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes didn't hear you? Okay, one moment. I have 13 yes, 0 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Point of information?
Would you let her announce the vote, and then we'll get to your question, Adriana?
It's for the vote, that's okay.
Yes. If it's reduction to the vote, what's your question?
Can you tell me which are the abstentions?
Can I announce the vote first and then?
Yes. Well, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 14 yes, 0 no, 2 abstentions. So this is
3,
approved.
5, 0, 0, 2, 5, 0.
So the abstentions were Aaron and Nwangaza.
Thank you.
Okay, that amendment passes, and that concludes our business today. We are now adjourned, and thank you all for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.